Welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. Thank you if you've listened to the last show. And if you're a little bit fired up, I hope it's in the spirit of looking at your own life and really recognize the beauty of who you are, the power of who you are, and what you're capable of. And I want to say this. First off, let me say hi to Benny and hi to Olivia. They are at the helm of this show today. Over the years in working with Benny, Benny knows this. I have had to step out and look at my vision and my dream. And then I've had to realize I can't do it alone. I've had to step out throughout my entire life. And as I made decisions about who I was and who I was going to become and where I was at a point in time, I had to decide, can I really do this alone? And the answer is no. And so today's show is very specifically a show I requested from my very special guest, Leanne Champion, who knows about this topic, who is masterful at it, who works with people all over the world, but who is that person that can step out and meet somebody like me where I am and understand that I have a need. And that need is something I can't do alone. So this show today is about life coaching. The question is life coaching what I need? Is it what you need? And we're going to take you on a journey today about that conversation that you can have with yourself. Because I will tell you that I would not be here today with all of you. I certainly wouldn't have made it in my corporate world at all without a special coach. And I'm certainly not going to be able to fulfill my promise to all of you without the people around me to support me. LeanneChampionCoaching.com. And here is what Leanne says. You have one precious life. Let's live it to the fullest. Let's do this. You know, she is somebody that has stepped out into the world, jumped in, looks at personal development in a very unique way, started this journey early, which you're going to hear about, but now is in the world and helping people become the champions of their own lives. You know, it is her desire to help people, whatever that means, get from where they are to where they want to go. Today's question for you, from me, is do you think you can do it alone? Leanne, it's great to have you.
It's an honor to be here, Dr. Pat. It really is.
So on the last show, and I think it wasn't even a show, it was during a break.
Yeah.
I mentioned to Chef Rossi that my uncles knew at a very young age what they were preparing me for in life. At age 4, I got a holster set with guns. And please, that's a whole nother story because they thought, you know, it's the cowboy thing. Then at age 5, I got boxing gloves. So here's my question. What was your gift at a very young age? To help you know what you are going to need to become who you are today and to love it.
Oh, it's so interesting. I look back and I think, you know, I was an empathic and sensitive, intuitive kind of little kid. I loved, like you, I loved horses, Dr. Pat. Yeah. I was usually pretending I was one underneath the dining room table, but I also loved theater and music. I was a peacekeeper in my family. I remember my dad always said, oh, you know, Leanne, you are somewhere between our camp counselor and our pastor here. But I was always just trying to help people, encourage people, figure things out, find solutions, a better way to roll. So I think I was just sort of drawn to this thing, but I was really, really into theater, which in reflection with life coaching, how I ended up here, I realized that theater is very much a study of human nature, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. While I'm on stage, you're really developing a character, you're thinking it through, you're aligning yourself with their thoughts. And I think, you know, God never wastes anything. So here I am all these years later, he's combined what I did in my younger years and put it together, but it's all about connection and heart and communication. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, this is really kind of, you know, here we are today, you know, part of this. And I think about you, and I also think about Linda a lot. You know, there are people that love to figure things out, that find solutions and find a better way to roll, right? There, and that really translates to how then, if you're figuring this out for yourself, how are you called to figure it out for others? You know, how in your life did those two dots get connected? Because you are out in the world doing it now for other people, but somehow it had to start within you.
Yeah, no, it was something I was drawn to, that self-help, my entire life. I mean, my family would laugh if you saw my library. So I was always drawn to reading about it, even kind of before it was a thing, before Tony and Oprah, Marianne, all those people came on the scene. I was sort of thinking like that. But then it was interesting. So I did a lot of the theater and raising a family. And then it was something happened to me, Dr. Pat, that I think you'll appreciate. It was after my three boys had left the nest, and two very good friends that I hold in high regard said in the same week, I had a dream about you. I had a dream about you that you became a life coach. I had to pay attention.
Wow.
You know, so then I ran up by my boys and my family about a month later during Christmas time. They're like, yeah, Mom, it's kind of like what you do. You might as well go back to school and do your thing. So I did. I just dove into all that learning. I was just enchanted with this education because it opened my eyes. I loved the concepts I was learning. I kept thinking, why hadn't anyone taught this to us when we were in school? I'm sure you've thought about these things a lot. Healthy mind management, intentions, mindfulness. Instead, I was struggling with, algebra. But through my education, I began to get really clear on my gifts, who I was, where I wanted to go, and how I wanted to help other people do the same kind of work, because I was so pumped up and excited about what I was learning.
Wow.
And I don't know if you remember when we first talked about the show, you said, I love your tagline, reflect, refine, reboot. And I said, Dr. Pat, that was actually one of my sons. I give him full credit.
Right.
But isn't that what life is? Just one big massive opportunity to do that, to reflect, refine, reboot. And if you have a coach or someone like you come alongside you and encourage you, it's such an opportunity. It's a powerful thing, right?
And I want to talk to you about this because I've gotten so much feedback here in the past, I'd say three or four months, let's call it like that. I mean, even somebody telling me that I shouldn't use my name. Let me just frame it.
Yeah.
Somebody got on a call with me and was talking to me because of the network, right? So many people don't know that I am behind the Transformation Network. This is my company, my organization. They don't know it because I don't talk about it a lot. But I got on a call with somebody that somehow saw that, and we got on a Zoom call. And the first thing out of his mouth is Dr. Pat going to join us? And I said, because my Zoom doesn't say Dr. Pat, it says Patty.
Oh, right. I see it.
Does, right? You see it? Is Dr. Pat going to? And I'm like, yeah, she'll be here any moment. And he said, she? I said, I'm Dr. Pat. He said, that's brilliant. You've described the fact that you're a woman. And I was like, what the heck? So as we live in our bubble,
interesting,
right? there are things on the outside world that remind us that we really need to do more to help others. Mm. See, I'm reminded of that. And I want to get back to what you said, because this idea of Refine Reboot, many people think when they work with us or they work with me, that this has to take 10 years. Talk about that from your coaching practice, right? And, you know, this journey that brought you forward to us, because people think when you say those words, they're getting ready for, you know, like what, a decade? Talk about what you've learned in your practice and how this is now accelerated in your message of your show.
What I've learned in my practice in terms of just working with people and how long it takes, Dr. Pat, is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, when people hear transformation, they're like, oh, I don't have that much time. I'm like, it takes maybe 17 seconds. Are you really to take that ride with me? But there's this view of change, Leanne, that people hold on to that is so old. Right.
Right. And it can be such a fun and exciting ride. My whole mission, and it, in terms of working with people, that's really up to them. I mean, typically what I find happens is people just get so excited and they get so turned on that they're just ready to go on, continue the ride. But sometimes people come on and they just want a new blueprint for what they're looking at. They reach out and they're just so excited to get clear on what's next for me. So it really depends on the person, but they have never had somebody focus in on that.
Yeah.
And really understand their gifts. Yeah. And what's going on with them. And so they are thrilled. That it's just it's a joy to see them get so pumped up.
You know, part of the thing is that I'm talking about today is, and also we're going to talk about the difference between life coaching and therapy. But yes. One of the things we were struck by when we came across you and the work you're doing is we just looked at how important it is in the world. I mean, what did you make of, you know, us getting a hold of you, finding you, and then the journey to become part of the Transformation Network and Transformation Talk Radio? I mean, talk about intuition.
Well, it was timing. Timing is everything in life, right? So when Jessica reached out, it was so, she goes, you have something you want to teach, because I really liked what I saw. And I said, yes, I do. And then I had that fun conversation with you where you were like, I love your name. Like, what are you going to do with that name, Leanne Champion? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And you're like, no. And honestly, for all of you listening, Dr. Pat immediately went to a domain search and said, here it is. It's what you're going to use. I was like, the thing I loved about that so much is she was coaching me and I just was so grateful and I ran with it. Right. It's been a wonderful journey. And basically what I'm excited to do is the things that I've been learning and that have really opened me up. That's, I'm just very clear. That's what I want to put out there. The things that kind of blew my mind, that's what I want to put out in the world.
You know, here we are today, and you have been that person that has been out in front. I want to take a short break, because when we come back, I want to talk about what I learned along the way and what people are really confused about. And that is the power and importance of a life coach and what life coaching is, because there is life coaching, what it is and what it isn't. And there are other modalities. And when we come back, I want to talk about the stepping stones that allow people to move forward. See, this has been the critical point for me, the stepping stones to move forward. Not next year, not when your astrology chart tells you to move forward, but when you sit down with a life coach and you are being challenged to take your life forward. Let's take a short break. Leanne Champion, we'll be right back.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Reaper, visit Thriveology.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brach, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care. And nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the 2nd and 4th Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number 2, gocoaching.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every 2nd and 4th Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com. and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire. Through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you, go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Welcome back. We're sorry for that. That is the weirdest thing. And I love that things like that happen. And Benny has been seeing me do this show for a really long time. And I always know that when I start to talk about something that is so like, oh, like really, you're talking about that? It is a message we need to have. Leanne Champion joining me here today. Before we continue, how do people find out about you? And how do they find out about what we're talking about today? Like, I have five coaches. I need five coaches. One of them, you know, without a life coach, I don't know what to do with the tough and the not so tough conversations. Help us out with that.
So you want me to tell you how to reach me? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, tell me how to reach you and tell me about what you do.
Thanks to you. It's championyourlife.com or Leanne Champion Coaching right there.com. You can find my website, reach out. I'm anxious. I've got all my past podcasts on there where we talked about all sorts of good things. Emotional childhood and adulthood and boundaries. Buffering. I think we're going to talk about some of that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this idea of life coaching. It was a journey for me to understand it. But when I understood it, it became the catalyst for every action I started to take. Tell us the difference between when people hear life coach, where the confusion is, and let's clarify it for people.
Yes, I get that. You know, I get asked that question a lot, and it's very important to understand because they're both the counseling and the therapy and the life coaching. They're both so valuable. And like you, I have one of each on speed dial. But I think a simplistic way to look at it is often in life with regards to therapy, often in life, we have painful experiences, right? Traumas that might have happened in our past, in our childhood, that really need to be healed, right? And we need to be able to move forward in our lives. And this is a course where therapy is just so powerful and helpful. Whereas in life coaching, Dr. Pat, as you know, life coaching focuses on what's happening right now. It's very future focused on what a person wants in their lives and how that gap can be bridged. So, you know, coaching is focusing on self-exploration, development, work-life balance, relationships. But this is kind of a fun way to look at a life coach and see if you agree. Life coach is an unbiased brainstorming partner. And we really believe firmly that you, our clients, already have these ideas somewhere inside that are just ready to be birthed. And a life coach can come alongside to guide you and help access your inner wisdom. Again, so a therapist, on the other hand, is focusing their conversation on ways for you to recover from things in your life that are going on, traumas, exploring why maybe perhaps past relationships were destructive, right? Whereas, so I think of it as therapy, you know, really seeks to heal emotional wounds, whereas life coaching helps you to move forward and takes you to a new level of excitement and life satisfaction. I just actually got, Dr. Pat, it's interesting. I did just get an email from a client that said, and this may help explain it better. She says, you know, I'm 55 years old. Who would have thought that my biggest accomplishments would happen now at this time in my life? Thank you. You helped. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something to the effect of, you know, thank you for helping me look at my life with new eyes, my health, my fitness. I'm thinner and I'm making more money than I ever did before. And it's all because you made me start to think deliberately and to start to plan and to start to think a 1-year plan, a 3-year plan, a 5-year plan. So I was really touched, but I thought that was a great summary of the magic of life coaching and the beauty of being able to just discuss anything, right, with your coach.
I love that you brought that up. Let's talk about that, because let's talk about, you know, the 50-50 of life. And we're going to keep rolling on this. You know, a lot of folks, Leanne, when they get to a certain point, and I'm not going to put an age on it, but let's just call it a certain point in life. They have a moment where they ask, is this all there is? And it's one of the greatest questions. It could turn out to be one of the greatest questions you could ask yourself. But if you get help from a life coach, you turn that question into your next chapter.
Yeah.
And what you just shared, let's talk about this, because I know that every chapter, and I really have had time to look at this in my life. You know, I left a corporate career at age 41. I was literally right around the corner from retirement because of when I started and service and age and all the formulas that people use, right? But what I know about that is I didn't really orchestrate that in the way that people did. I called it in because I knew I was unhappy. But when it happened, I went off and I started to do things. But it wasn't until later, and it's at that 50-50 point, even after back to school, Leanne, even after moving to the West Coast, did I hit a point in my time and said, I can't do what the world wants me to do. I need help figuring out what I want to do. Isn't that part of what you do?
Oh, sure. That's the best part of what I do. You get to come alongside somebody and say, so what, let's dream together. What's up? We do a life wheel. Where are you at? Where do you see? It's all of those questions that people get to explore. And I think oftentimes people are startled by all the love and attention. They're so unaccustomed to somebody being completely focused on you, but it's so much fun because then we dream aloud and we get busy and start to plan. So, yeah. Did you want
to- about- Tell us about the 50-50, because this is one of the most brilliant things that I think we can talk about. What it does is it acknowledges the outer world, but it also acknowledges the inner world. And this is a brilliant part of what you help people with, isn't it? But it's so special to what we're talking about today.
Yes. Well, I think, you know, sort of what a little bit of what you were saying is 50-50, that you, if you had acknowledged that whatever you were going through earlier was just part of the 50-50, you wouldn't have struggled so much. But this is a concept that I learned in the life coach school that I think, again, spoke to me. And it's this idea that 50% of the time, simply because we're human beings out in the world, that we are going to experience difficult and uncomfortable times in our lives, that with those times come all the difficult emotions, anger, frustration, sadness, disappointment, right? Just to name a few. But the other 50% of the time, we will be happier and excited about life and feeling, you know, all the more comfortable things such as excitement, joy, gratitude, inspiration, creativity, my favorite. Now, here's the thing with this. This sounds obvious, right? This sounds like an obvious concept that we should get. But guess what? We don't always see this in the moment. We really struggle with this and we forget this. And that's why this concept I love to reiterate. And it was such a game changer for me. At first, this concept kind of really ticked me off. Little happy person that I am, because I wanted to bargain. Dr. Pat, I wanted to bargain for 80-20 and call it a day. I'm like, this is not right. And of course, we don't really know what it is. Only God knows. But then I could sit with this when I finally sat with it for a while and again, absorbed it, listened to it over and over, considered it, wrote about it. I saw the truth. I really saw the truth in it. And especially when I did this like overall mental scan of my life where I could see the 50-50 so clearly. And I realized I had just been trying to feel good so much of my life and assuming that I was, okay, this is key. I was doing something wrong when I wasn't feeling happy, right? So that's nuts, because when I learned this concept, I felt as though finally somebody was giving me permission to feel all the feelings. Instead of just running away from the harder part of life, I started to begin to stop, look at it, consider it, process it, because you know what? These things are going to be part of the human experience.
Yeah.
It's so fascinating because when we imagine our futures, we want to think of them filled with only comfortable emotions. Somehow we're entitled to this, right? But we're not. You know, like when this pandemic is over, then I will be ready to get life coached, right? Or when I find a work. Seriously, right?
No, I know, but.
Right?
What are you doing in the middle of it? You know, it's interesting. I prep for the show and, you know, I always prep for the shows and I prepped and I read everything you wrote. And I think what I read about and getting ready to have this conversation with you prepared me in the most bizarre way for what just happened with technology.
There you go. 50-50, baby.
It's 50-50. Because here's the thing, you know, could have gone into if you're a host on our network and the thing that just happened to me, I have one of the top computers on the market, one of the best, who knows? But in that moment, what do? You have to make sure everybody knows this is a moment of action, but you have to stay calm enough to know I need a machine. Please get me a machine. And then what you get are other people that know how to respond.
Yeah, right.
You get Linda and Jacob. Linda go grabs her laptop and says, take my laptop. Jacob plugs it in. I sit here and in a relatively short time in media, we're back.
Yeah.
But if I don't follow what you said and I'm not learning about this, I'm not going to be back here talking with you.
Yeah.
Can you talk for a minute? Yeah. Talk for a minute about what happens to us when we don't live in that place of peace.
Oh, that's so interesting. Well, it's just, Yeah. I mean, it's a piece. You what you did in that moment is like, that's part of it, right? It's part of what happens. This is the 50-50. We'll figure it out. And you were appreciative of just sort of all the different players coming in and doing their part. So it really wasn't that big of a deal. But it's that willingness you had to waver somewhere between comfortable and uncomfortable, right? You were like, all right, let's go.
You think? I don't know what you, Benny, and Olivia were doing, or I don't know what the producers were doing watching this, because I don't know. But if you'd have seen what happened to my screen, it started poltergeisting. Do you know the movie Poltergeist?
Oh,
like when the child is like in front of the TV, it's like... You saw me freeze up on Facebook, but on my end, it was
acting like a. Well, we have a choice in life, Dr. Pat. I think it's like we have this. If we accept the 50-50, we know that we have to figure out how to be peaceful and content even in the crazy moments, right?
But you know, Leanne, one of the things I love about this and I love about your coaching practice and what you do is, you recognize the good, the bad, and the ugly in life, but that doesn't mean we have to we don't have to live the bad and the ugly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. We can look at the good.
I want to talk to you about, you know, I love that we're talking about how we argue for our limitations, because that really is about the 50-50, but there's something more important and I want to really get to it.
Mm-hmm.
When we are at this place, there's another importance. It's the importance of our thought life.
Mm.
And it's the importance of how our emotions drive us. Mm. In this nanosecond, and Benny could probably tell me how long I was gone. But for me, in those moments, I was either going to have a mindset that said we can get back, or I was going to have a mindset that said we can't. Or I mean, Jacob and Linda knew that I was serious about, I need help, I need a laptop. But what I didn't do is say foul language, jump up and down, right, pound on somebody's door, talk about this importance of thought life and life coaching's role in helping people with this, please.
Yeah, no, well, we do have to laugh at what our content is and then what happened, right, Dr. Pat? You can't make it up. But our thoughts really are everything. So you managed your mind really well during all that. But one of the first things I do teach my clients is to learn to think deliberately. It can feel like our thoughts are something we don't have any control over, but we do. And the first step is just to notice and become aware of what you're thinking. Why? Is it on purpose? Is it something you even want to think? We don't want to just allow thoughts to randomly happen to us, but we want to learn how to watch and notice our thoughts, because you know what? They're optional. As you said, you could have sworn, you could have gone crazy, but you didn't. You just stayed steady and you counted on all the people that you appreciate. We must become the watcher of ourselves, the watcher of our brains. And once you're aware of your thoughts, the feelings they cause, if you had gone south, you would have gotten so upset. You would, as you said, you wouldn't have been able to come back to this. But it's fascinating. When we learn to do this, it's very life-changing. There was a quote, Dr. Pat, that I dearly, dearly love. And it was by a gentleman called by the name of Tommy Newberry. And he wrote, "The secret conversations that you hold in the privacy of your own mind are shaping your destiny little by little." Isn't that it's just the most profound quote. The secret,
it's profound and it's powerful. And what it does is it's a predictor.
Yeah.
Can we talk about predictors for a moment? The secret conversations that hold in the privacy of your mind shape your destiny little by little. It's a destiny quote. And I know I'm referring to something that happened during the show, which most people don't know about, but I guarantee you that if Benny and Olivia would have panicked, if we'd have had any other thought other than, I am so grateful for the resources and the people around me. And I must tell you, we have been so bad mouthing Linda's little laptop. I will not do that again.
Ever.
But this
again.
I won't. But please break this quote down, because it is so pivotal. It is the difference for me between an outcome that we really love and one we don't.
Mm, yeah. Well, our thinking really matters. So the thoughts that we choose to think help us to create our mood. So your mood was good humored while you lost, you know, power. Attitudes, they affect our attitudes. They affect our beliefs. And the thoughts are leading us to our, you know, our God-given potential or away from it, right? And it's fascinating to think about how, think for a second about this, anger, jealousy, pride, envy, sadness, I call those the hit list, the negative emotions, have their roots though. Listen, this is so interesting. They have their roots in the way we are thinking. And that's why it's just so important to, if we're having those thoughts, what are we thinking about? Why are we thinking that? We got to kick those to the curb. One of the things I love to work with my clients on is a cognitive tool called the model. And so they learn to see on paper what they're choosing to think. And then we look at it and say, all right, you think that thought's really serving you? So it's powerful stuff. And our thoughts are really, really where I love to start with people. It's like just knowing that they're optional. We can choose them. It's a beautiful thing.
I think that what we're talking about now and how we're bringing this conversation full circle,
yeah,
it's probably one of the most important aspects of the life coaching work you do. I want folks to know that, you know, if you've just tuned in, one of the things I want everybody to know is, you know, please go and check out LeanneChampionCoaching.com. You know, also make sure you're following on Instagram and Facebook. And, you know, there are ways for you to get a hold of Leanne, because one of the things that she and I talk about and we're highly focused on now is how do we get you the support you need right now? Mm-hmm. How do we get that to you?
Yeah.
And Leanne, let's just roll with this now, because I think as we think about real life situations that's happening, we've got to be mindful of all the emotions we're experiencing. Look, Chef Rossi and I had a conversation about an event that happened in 1969. And then an event that happened in the AIDS epidemic. And we both talked about having almost PTSD-like reactions to COVID because we were so involved in saving gay men's lives. Emotions we're not talking about. Please tell us how you've weaved the brilliance in your your life coaching program to make sure we don't forget about emotions.
So interesting. Well, the emotions are tied to the fact that we really have learned, Dr. Pat, it's so interesting. So many of us have just been more trained to mask our emotions or resist them, or just good old fashioned denial these days, you know? And what my clients say to me is that, well, they know how to experience anxiety or anger or fear, but you know, it's interesting. What I'll often point out to them is that they don't really know what that's like usually to experience those emotions. What they're really a lot more familiar with is resisting those emotions, right? And here's this analogy that I love to use, but it helps to have it. So there's an emotion you're having, say it's anger, right? And you're resisting it. So imagine a beach ball and you're pushing down the beach ball under the water, right? It desperately wants to come up, but you're just holding it down. And it sounds like a lot of our emotions, right? And my son, one of my boys, said to me, he says, yeah, I used to always try and sit on the beach ball, but it'd come smack it up in my face and hit me, right? Well, I think that's exactly what happens to us when we resist feeling our emotions. You know, instead of just like maybe sitting there and holding the beach ball and going, all right, what's going on with me? What's this anger? What's it all about? Why am I feeling it? Processing it all the way through, not judging yourself for it. No need to judge, just an emotion, right? But we're just so afraid of it because we want to be happy all the time, right? So we learn that we can roll with emotions. We learn to not resist them. Yes, you were going to say something.
Well, I was really fascinated by the show you did on buffering. And it's such a great expression. but it really does bring everything into play. It brings thoughts into play. It brings emotions and resisting our emotions into play. It brings the idea we go into survival mode and we will pretty much go like this, deer in the headlights, with any reality in front of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so not true. Possible to be able to move forward if we are in that place. And I don't think I'm alone by saying anybody that has had an idea about their future, I don't care what it is. You know, if you're waking up tomorrow morning and you know you got to go out like my friend and clean five houses, you know that that's what you're going to do. If she gets up tomorrow morning and she cannot put on her shoes, she also knows the process and the consequences. It doesn't mean that the fact she knows she can move forward. So I love what you talked about in this experience of buffering. And I think it's a term that most people haven't heard.
Yeah, no, it was new to me too when I first learned it, but boy, it's powerful. It's a coaching term to explain what we do as humans to just avoid fully, experiencing our lives. So buffering includes any activity, any behavior that you do, and they're usually overs, I call them. So buffering would be overeating or over drinking, overspending, over planning, over people pleasing. That was a good one. Over worry, over social media, anything that you're overdoing. Is that making sense to you?
There's a lot of overs out there. And by the way, please clarify. I mean, some people say, wait a minute, I'm exercising 10 times a day, 10 hours a day. That is a good thing, I was told. No, that's a bit like over.
That could be an over. Yeah.
That could be an over.
Well, it's the quickest and easiest way to deny what's really kind of going on for us. You know, often we're just a little reluctant. We don't really want to look at our lives, right? We want to don't experience that negative emotion. So anyway, it's fascinating. But often instead of just looking at the unacceptable, instead of working on it, we just want to kind of just numb it out, right? We want to numb our pain. And what I want to say is, the thing with marketing really has got our number. America runs on Duncan for one thing. Well, I don't know, maybe that's true these days, but everything in our world is kind of like a subliminal message. We have our phones 24/7 by our sides. We're scroll, scroll, scroll. And the next thing you know, click, oh, I just bought something. Well, I might have just overspent in that moment, right? And people take advantage of us these days by playing to our natural inclination to seek pleasure. And they make it twice as bad by selling us things that are concentrated pleasure, or pleasure, what I like to say, in heavy doses. And then suddenly we decide that these things are like more important than life itself. And so because we get the dopamine hit, like say you're going out to dinner, right? And you have a glass of wine, but that concentrated hit of dopamine makes you think I need another. Well, I might need another, right? So it's unbelievably easy to buffer.
I got to tell you, there's so many levels. You got to come back. We got to do a whole show on buffering, if you don't mind. Let me tell you why. It is the most fascinating thing. And I have not heard anybody deliver the conversation better than you. And if people have not heard your show on buffering, because I think it's at the crux of why we really need a life coach and life coach help. I really do. Here's the deal. There is a commercial. I think I'm not allowed to say it, Benny, who it is. But there is a commercial that I love so much so that subliminally and subconsciously, I'm thinking about changing my car insurance.
That might be a good thing.
But here, it might be, I think it's a good thing. But here's why.
Okay.
The guy is driving in a car. I think he's the original artist. And he's singing, "You got the brain, I got the brawn. Let's make lots of money."
Yeah,
and then the medallion from the car starts singing with them. And they're driving down the road and he's got the convertible. And it's like, "You got the brain." And I said to Linda, OMG, I bought it.
Yes.
I bought the t-shirt. But that's what you're talking about. It's disinformation that we get in here and we play it over and over again that causes us to watch Game of Thrones 16 times.
Well, if you think about some of the outcome from overing on things like sugar or flour, or let's face it, that, you know, there's this is a more serious topic, of course, and we'll get to it at another time, but like the abundance of drugs that are out there in the world that are so dangerous and addicting, right?
I mean, epidemic rates right now.
Right. We can talk about the you know, sort of the unimportant buffers, but then there's the really serious one. So it becomes a habit issue in our lives, and experiencing pleasure just makes us want to experience what? More pleasure, right? So somehow, weirdly, we feel very entitled to it. Yeah, it's fascinating.
This, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
This conversation you're having is so critically important that the reason we need to do a show on it alone is I got the new statistics on addiction, especially addiction and alcoholism for women and obesity for women during the past 18 months of COVID.
Mm.
And you got to know that people are in pain.
Yeah. No, I think there's so much pain going on right now. Absolutely. And I think, though, when once there just starts to be a little bit of awareness around it, you start to sort of reclaim yourself and say, wow, what am I doing? Because, you know, it stops all progress in our lives when we're buffering not to feel. It's fascinating. You know, we buffer and we can't move forward. So I would love to do that with you.
You got to come back and do a show, of course, because we need a follow-up to this rather quickly, because all of us are doing it. I mean, that thing you mentioned about 20 minutes ago about going online and buying that thing, and what did you call it? Spending over budget, or you had a great term for it.
Yeah.
We don't really get that action puts us in a kind of strange zone.
Yeah. Because we're
smart. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, because we're not realizing what the net consequence is going to be. Right.
I know.
I mean, I mentioned Netflix, of course. I mean, we might watch TV shows, and that doesn't mean you're buffering on TV shows, but if it's keeping you from actually doing, like, getting dressed and getting to work, and you're being late because you're doing that, or you're not paying your bills because you're watching, there are a lot of net negative consequences. Yeah.
See, will you come back and can we do a show on this? Because what I believe is that the core of why people need your help and need it so badly is because we are in the state of buffering and we don't know it. And the reason we don't know it, Leanne, is because it's become the new normal.
Yes. Yes, it really has. And we've been sold a bill of goods, and we need to really refresh and look at our lives a little differently. Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know. I don't know if you have the brain and I have the bronze, but you know, I hear I've got that tune. Thank you for joining me here today, and you will be back. Tell us what your personal message is, please. What would you like to leave us with today?
Oh my gosh. You know, I just think there's been, our lives have you said so eloquently, so disrupted over the past months and years actually now. We're going on in a year and a half, and we're crossing, I think, a huge new threshold together. And at the moment of crossing a threshold, we're neither in or out. In a sense, we're kind of hanging out in nowhere land, but we're all finding our footing. This is unnerving for sure, but if we use it right, it can be a beautiful opportunity. It means we have unprecedented freedom to remake everything. It's really kind of exciting. So if you allow yourself, this is a challenge for you all, think creatively, you may see that you don't need to go back to the way things were before the world changed. You can keep what you loved from the pre-COVID era, and you add to whatever worked for you during lockdown too. Very important. And combine it into a life that serves you better than anything has so far. That is my main message. I hope you'll reach out to me. I'll help you create a whole new blueprint. Let's reflect, refine, and reboot together.
Leanne Champion, please tell them how they can connect with you. What's the best way to contact you?
On my website, leannechampioncoaching.com. You can message me on Facebook as well, Leanne Champion Coaching, or just go to Champion Your Life, because it'll come up.
And you know, this is powerful. It is something that for me personally, everything Leanne talked about, boy, I had to learn the hard way. I did try to do this all myself. I did try to support all of you as listeners and build the network by myself. And it really was what the world of millennials will call an epic fail. But I was fortunate enough to be surrounded by people that said, we will help you, Pat.
Are you fired up? Thank you for listening to Power Up Radio with Dr. Pat Basile, Unleashed, Unshaken, Unstoppable. If you missed any part of this show, subscribe to the podcast on the drpatshow.com or search Power Up Radio on any of your favorite podcast platforms.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.